This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app.
It's 4:15. We're living in a digital world where we can type into our computers, our phones or whatever device you're using. You can even use text-to-speech to just say what you want to say and your phone listens then transcribes it. So is the art of handwriting dying out and do people even need to know how to write by hand anymore? Well, Lucinda McKnight is a senior lecturer at Deakin University and joins us on the line. Lucinda, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hi, Warren. Thank you.
Now, I've got some notes for this interview and I've scribbled all over them, but essentially they were typed into my computer initially, then printed off. Are we going to need to know how to write by hand in the future?
Well, I think you've just answered your own question there because you scribbled all over those notes. And since I wrote a conversation article recently on handwriting, every single person I've spoken to about it reveals something that they do with handwriting, whether it's that they plan things by sticking paper up all over the wall and scribbling all over it, or they do their notes, they have special little symbols they use in their notes, or they do diagrams or whatever. So I think handwriting remains really important for us as adults as well as the kids in school.
Something that if I go back to my education days at high school, even at university, I found that I couldn't learn something. I couldn't commit it to memory unless I actually scribbled it down. If I was typing it into a computer or whatever it was at the time, I wouldn't remember it as well as I did when I had that process of writing it on a piece of paper. Is that something that most people experience?
Yes, and research backs up what you've described there, because we really do know that the more complex process of forming letters and the slower practice of handwriting does actually help you cognitively to remember things. So I work at Deakin University with pre-service English teachers, and we always talk with them about using different strategies for taking notes, whatever works in the circumstances, to do with, you know, how if you need to work really quickly for some reason, maybe typing works, otherwise maybe handwriting is good. So it's about and this is for whether it's, teenagers or adults or young children, it's about developing a sort of flexible repertoire of strategies for writing.
We're chatting with Lucinda McKnight, senior lecturer at Deakin University, about whether we need to know how to write by hand anymore. And I think, as you mentioned, we've already answered that question. But there's also a school of thought, isn't there, that handwriting has other benefits for people's well-being. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. I was talking to a cognitive psychologist the other day, and he was talking about the benefits of journaling for developing self-regulation kind of strategies, like being able to reflect on things. And when you think about that kind of journaling and creative journaling, the sorts of journals that you see in exhibitions that artists have kept, they're often by hand. And there's something about handwriting that's really special. I think anyone out there who's got a letter or a card or something from a loved one, maybe who's passed away or has meant something really to you, you'll know what I mean by how special and personal handwriting is.
And it's also...
I was just going to say, that's just one of the things. That's just one of the reasons, you know, why it's important for well-being. I mean, developing those kinds of just sort of artistic skills in calligraphy and the creative practices that you can do with drawing and writing as well is really important.
What about if we go to kids at school at the moment, and we've got the NAPLAN tests scoring students' skills, and it's done on computers? Would it be better if that was all done by hand?
Yeah, there are lots of different schools of thought around NAPLAN. So the grade threes who do NAPLAN do it with handwriting. So it's only for the grade fives and up who are doing it on computers. But I know there is a vast difference in terms of kids' ability to type. And we know from some research that's come out recently from the Australian Educational Research Organisation that handwriting, that keyboarding is not particularly well taught in schools. So you've got to wonder if some of those kids are being disadvantaged because they can't necessarily type very well. So I don't know. It's a very difficult question. I mean, fundamentally, we've got to keep teaching handwriting. Those fine motor skills that kids develop in primary school are very important, like whether you want to be an electrician or a surgeon or whatever, you need fine motor skills, and handwriting is a great way to develop those and help you do up your buttons and all that kind of thing. We've got to do them. We've got to teach it. But how it will be used in the future is a bit up for grabs. Although with AI, there's a big push to go back to handwriting for exams so people can't cheat.
So I'm thinking of my university exams, and I'm thinking of those books and filling them out and watching my handwriting gradually deteriorate as I probably got, you know, to the 10th or 11th page. And, you know, it was very virtually unreadable by the end of it. So are exams basically, are they not done, are they not handwritten now?
No, they are handwritten.
They are.
So the different kinds of tests, like, you know, we were just talking about the NAP, those NAPLAN tests are typed. University exams tend to be handwritten, things like that. So they are, and VCE exams are still handwritten. Victorian Certificate of Education, you know, Year 12 exams are handwritten. So, yeah, and often kids and families say, but our kids haven't really practiced handwriting anymore because they've just been using their computers. And so when they go to try and do handwriting in the exams, they're really disadvantaged because, a bit like you're describing, but you were well practiced and well prepared for it, their hands really start to hurt and their handwriting is illegible. So it comes back to the idea that handwriting is still important and it's still got to be taught and it's still got to be practiced.
I wonder whether also we need to, you know, we need to look at hand fitness and, you know, particularly around the muscles surrounding the fingers, etc. Because you're right, if you don't write for a long period of time, it can become quite sore and stiff when you do write a considerable piece.
Yeah, that's very true. And the same with the harms of typing as well. So you are talking to the right person about this, Warren, because I'm also a personal trainer. If I put my PT hat on and think about the sorts of exercises we should be doing for our bodies and our hands when we're working on computers all the time, absolutely, yeah.
That's interesting, isn't it? I was in the gym yesterday and my grip strength wasn't that good, and I had to write something in the afternoon, and I was writing down and I thought, oh my goodness, there's you know, I really need to pay attention to the fitness of my hand muscles. So it is true.
Yeah, so I would encourage people to Google hand exercises for people who do a lot of typing if you are someone who does that, and build those into your routine, because hopefully you're stopping and standing up every 30 minutes. As we know, sitting is the new smoking. Oh, don't get me started.
Lucinda, I was thinking also, I was one of the lucky ones that did typing in early high school. I think it was year 7 or year 8, and I did it for 12 months. And it taught me the skill on a manual typewriter of how to touch type and not look at the keys that I was inputting. And it's great for, you know, being able to use a keyboard, etc. What happens with kids who don't have that opportunity, you know, to learn how to touch type anymore, and then they're trying to, like you said before, they're trying to use a computer and type as well as learning to handwrite? Does that impact their speed at which they can type and their confidence at typing?
Yeah, and it also impacts their ability to think, because we know that thought works apace with your writing. So if you are really struggling to type and you're the sort of two-finger pecking away at the keyboard type person...
And looking.
You're staring down. Your thinking is being impeded. So, yeah, I do think it's a big issue, but maybe it won't be for long, because we already have thought to text now happening in an experimental sort of way. So people with electrode type things embedded in their heads are able to produce text just by thinking it. So maybe that is the way we're headed.
There goes the PT career. We're just going to become blobs.
Yeah, that's right.
With electrodes.
Or maybe the PT. No, maybe the PT career will be more important than
ever. Yeah, that's true. Definitely. Lucinda, great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us on Joy Drive.
My pleasure.
Lucinda McKnight, senior lecturer at Deakin University.
This is Joy Drive.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.